Well, I'm Ed Danielson, and I'm talking to pianist Adam Swanson, who is a very credentialed specialist in early American music in terms, well, early 20th century American music in terms of ragtime and the like. He is a four-time winner of the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest, which I didn't know existed until I met Adam, and that's an impressive thing to be able to do. You've studied with Max Morath, who was a Denver native and hosted a public television show right here at Rocky Mountain Public Media back in the late 50s and early 60s, the ragtime era. And he's also been mentored by a very well-known classic piano player, Johnny Maddox, who lived in Durango for a number of years. Adam is a native of Shenandoah, Iowa, which was also home to the Everly Brothers and bassist Charlie Hayden, interestingly enough. And I'm talking to him this morning to encourage you to attend the show that he's going to be doing here in Denver. Adam, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Let's start out right by talking about the show, which is coming up on Thursday the 24th. At the doors open at 7 o'clock, and the show begins at 8. It's at the Savoy in Denver downtown, just northeast of downtown. What are you going to be performing, and what is the crux of what the show is going to be about?
I'm going to be doing what I usually do in my performances around the country. You know, I tell the history behind the music and play entertaining rags and songs from the earliest days of ragtime into the early jazz period, 1920s, 30s. I don't go much past the big band era in the 40s. You get into rock and roll, you lose me. But it's kind of the history of jazz and popular music told in a fun way in a concert over an hour and a half, you know. The only thing that'll be different about this show is that Wendy Harston's going to do some vocals with me as well. She's well-known in Denver with the Queen City Jazz
Absolutely.
Band.
Terrific singer, too, to boot. So that's great. How did you get interested in this music? You know, I'm not young anymore, but I was interested in it when I was young, and you're still pretty young. And how did you get interested in it? It's an unusual specialty to focus on.
I heard Maple Leaf Rag when I was 10 years old, and I just fell in love with that.
Uh-huh.
You know, my mother knew just enough to teach me the Maple Leaf Rag, and I surpassed her in a few months and went through almost 14 years of classical piano lessons.
Wow. In Iowa. And,
I studied all over the country,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
I've lived in many different places, but that's right. And I did end up getting a master's degree from the Peabody Conservatory of Music in Baltimore, Maryland. But that's as far as I went. And I decided that it would be better to be performing this music, sharing it with people, rather than teaching or sitting behind a desk for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and I imagine people really do appreciate it. As I said, you have lived in Durango for a number of years, and you hosted a festival down there, a ragtime and early jazz festival for a few years at the Strader Hotel. It was a lot of fun. I happened to have attended one of them, and it was a lot of fun, and it was really interesting as well.
Oh, yeah. You might be hearing it here for the first time, but I'm doing it again. The Durango Ragtime and Early Jazz Festival will be the first weekend of April next year at both the Strader Hotel and the Durango Arts Center.
Cool.
So tickets aren't available yet, but hopefully pretty soon. I'm producing it myself through a nonprofit corporation.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's ambitious. Good for you.
it's taken me quite a while to figure it out, but I really want to do it. So
I know that you went to Fort Lewis College there in Durango, too, for your undergraduate degree.
And, I did.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with this town. And, you know, also my job playing the piano at the Diamond Bell Saloon is a one of a kind thing. There's hardly anywhere else that I can play this kind of music anymore and make a living at it. So I'm very grateful to the Strader Hotel. I've been playing there 18 years.
No already. Kidding. Wow.
Yeah, since I was 14 years old. That's when they hired me to play the cocktail hour.
Wow.
Yep.
Long before you were able to enjoy a cocktail yourself, I have to point out.
That's right. That's right.
Let's give a listen to a tune here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more to Adam Swanson here on KUFO Jazz.